this was an iconic building. You know, one of the, it's been in the town for a long while, was previously a notable public house. It's a listed building. It's a real shame to see the amount of devastation that it's withstood due to the fire. You know, you can understand why there's a lot of upset around it. It's caused a lot of devastation, not only to the actual building itself, but also to surrounding properties. And I'm sure the council will be doing all they can to help those, you know, residents that are affected by the fire in the town, and make sure that they're supported once the initial operations are out the way. It's too early to tell really what the future is to the building and neighbouring properties. I know members of staff have been in touch with the building owners, and I know that there's an awful lot of work to secure the building and the surrounding areas, and there will be likely to be a lot of disruption in the coming days to come. We had officers from the council on the scene yesterday for most of the day, including colleagues from building control, who are going to fully assess the extent of the fire damage. Where the building's a listed building, there are legal guidelines that need to be followed in respect of any potential urgent work, either in the interest of health and safety or for the preservation of the building. But I'm sure the council officers will be working with the owner in the coming days and continue to provide them advice and assistance in the coming months. People driving around the town will need to be aware that Milton Road and Queen Street will be closed at least until the 2nd of June while work continues on the site to make it safe, and they may even be closed for longer. Clearly this has implications for traffic in the town centre. It's the heart of the one-way system, and Milton Road in particular is a key route into and out of the town. I really think if possible people should try to plan ahead and avoid this part of town. There's likely to be a huge amount of traffic disruption, and there'll need to be a great deal of patience, unfortunately, whilst works to secure the building and the surrounding area take place, particularly at peak time. And I'd really ask people to avoid, if at all possible, driving into town in any direction that takes them past Milton Road and Queen Street, if they possibly can, while Milton Road remains closed. I'd like to really thank the firefighters who battled the blaze. It must have been a hugely difficult job, and you know, they've done a great job at preventing the spread of the fire to surrounding properties and surrounding areas. As always, our emergency services put themselves between, you know, us that need to be protected, and I think on behalf of all the residents of Gravesend, in my ward in particular, I'd really like to pass on their thanks for the work that they've done to in the past 24 hours, and the ongoing work that they do.